We'll be talking with Orion Samuelson here in the morning through the end of the year, but then it's just not going to seem like mornings around the Midwest without this voice on WGN. How you doing, Orion?
Well, I'm doing fine, and I hope you are too, Bob. And yeah, it's going to be a little different, but you know, after 60 years, I figure maybe it's time to sort of sleep in a little bit in the mornings.
Sounds like a good idea to me. I've always wanted to ask you this. You and Bob Collins talked publicly and privately about retiring together, sitting on the front porch together.
Watching the desert go by.
Exactly. And here's my question. Would Bob Collins have ever retired? I mean, before he hit about the age of 80, and he probably could have kept doing this show until then if he wanted to.
I think he could have, and I don't think he would have retired, but unfortunately, the plane situation changed that, so we're not going to be able to sit on the desert and watch the desert go by just yet, but we'll get it done one of these days.
Yeah, he didn't strike me as a guy who would ever want to retire. You know what I mean?
No. Yeah, I would agree with you, because what else would he do? He had too much fun doing what he was doing.
I want to ask you about all the morning personalities you've worked with over the years. Give me a quick take on the different people, starting with Bob Collins and working with him. That had to be a lot of fun, and also it was unpredictable, wasn't it?
Truly unpredictable. The first time I heard him on WGN, I said to myself, that's the end of this station, because this cackle from this southern guy who would cackle rather than laugh, and I said, what has happened to WGN? And of course, when he passed away, he was my closest friend at the station, because we just had a lot of fun together. As a matter of fact, we traveled to China together on one of my early trips, because he would say, you know, I haven't traveled very much, and I think I should get out and see another country. And I said, well, I'm going to China in about 2 months. If you want to go along, we'll set it up. Mm-hmm. And it's the only time in our relationship that I heard him say to the Chinese driver of the van that was taking us out to the Great Wall, he used some cuss words that I can't use on the radio, but in effect he said, slow this car down, or I'm going to stop you and get the police out here to get you stopped. I'd never heard him say slow down before to anybody, but he did that morning. Never forgotten it. And of course, Christine and Bob were good friends. We still talk to Christine, but
go ahead, Orion.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to ask you to talk to us about Wally.
Wally, it was interesting, because I think when I arrived on the scene at WGN, the first morning man was Eddie Hubbard, and that was the days when we had to have a union musician before we could play records on the air. We couldn't play them, but a union musician. That was, what was his name, Petrillo, who was head of the union in Chicago. And he said, well, if you're going to replace live musicians with records, we're going to preserve their jobs by letting them play the records. And that made things not easy. The day I did the bulletin on John Kennedy, it was at noon. And since I didn't play records on my noon show or country fair, there was... the record turner would go to lunch. And so when I read the bulletin at 12:33, right in the middle of the country fair show, the noon show, I had to keep talking, because we couldn't play music. And that was just one of the unusual situations because of that rule.
Well, and you mentioned records. Wally Phillips certainly had fun with records, didn't he?
He really did, and his record turner was just excellent at picking records up in the middle of lines to fit with whatever Wally was saying, and his timing was superb, because I don't know anyone who had better timing on the air than Wally did and his record turner, Fred Turner, I think was his name. And they just worked so well together because he'd use records to lead in the commercials and everything else. And Fred was always on time with the line when Wally would want it. It was fun to watch them work together because they did it so well.
And it always sounded like you and Spike Odell were having a good time.
Well, you couldn't be with Spike Odell without having a good time. And, yeah, we did. As a matter of fact, I thought for a while that he was going to be my neighbor in Arizona because he did buy some property out there. But that didn't last, and he came back to the Midwest and continued his work at WGN. So.
I want to talk about working with Jonathan Brandmeier.
I didn't work directly with Jonathan. He was at the station when I was there, but I think, you know, I only did one or two reports a day during his show, so didn't have the opportunity to work with him a great deal. But we did go out to dinner a couple of times, so I did get to know Jonathan a little bit.
So it was almost exactly 60 years ago, around this date, that you came to WGN. You were 26, from the La Crosse, Wisconsin area, young dairy farm guy, and now when you look back, you've got to be thinking, one, where did the time go, and two, what a career. You have to feel good about things.
Well, I do, because I've been able to do it for 60 years because of listeners who are very loyal to our station, and I've certainly learned that in the last two or three days, because it'll take me forever to answer the emails I've gotten who are wishing me well. And I had a fella call me last night on when we were on the air at midnight, and he said his 11-year-old son saw the Bob Feeder report and turned to his dad and said, "This is a really bad day."
Well, we had a caller this morning who said, "Ask Orion if he remembers the old station ID he used to do, and could he do it one more time about the radio home of millions?"
Oh, this is WGN Radio Chicago, the radio home of millions here in the Midwest.
We can't top that. Well, we'll be talking to you for the remainder of the year. And again, Orion, congratulations on a great career.
Pleasure working with you, my friend. This is the second time we've worked together on this station, and have enjoyed it every time.
Same here. Be well. Talk to you soon. Have a great weekend.
You too.